if it's one voice and they take over the New York State Senate, that's just a monopoly of government, and they don't have to listen to anybody. So I can illustrate to you that it's not only my values, which my opponent talks about, but it's the values of my constituents. It's a 4,000-square-mile district. It's rural. It's urban. It's suburban. Very diverse. I reach out to them in a whole variety of ways. I visit in every area where there's a meeting. I meet with various groups. I use social media. And it's their values which we have to represent. So when my opponent keeps talking about her values and my values, yeah, we got our own moral code. But I think the reason why I've been effective is I've been able to stand up, listen, find out, and designate certain problems, what my constituents wanted their neighborhoods, their community, their Senate district to be, and reflected that in the pieces of legislation I put forth.
Your opponent, Michelle Osterlich, had mentioned the Child Victims Act when she was talking about her values versus your values. What is your stance on the Child Victims Act?
Yeah, everybody's got their right, Lucas, to their own opinion. They don't have their right to their own set of facts. And I feel bad for my opponent because anybody who wants to garner the support of constituents to be a public servant, and that's a great thing, has to be forthcoming. If you want them to take you serious, you have to be truthful. One of the things my parents taught me, one golden rule, if you're always truthful, you're always doing what's right. I was one of the first legislators to support the Child Victims Act. I have in front of me, because, you know, you want the proof, sometimes you need the evidence. Here is the headline from the New York Daily News during the session this year. GOP state senator comes out in support of Child Victims Act. I'll be voting for that this year when it comes to the floor. That's in the New York Daily News. Now, you also can tell if you've been effective reaching out to your constituents and representing them, especially on this issue, with your one of your biggest papers in your region. That's the Schenectady Gazette. I don't know if you saw that this week, but I was endorsed by the Schenectady Gazette. And the headline said this, Tedisco, a scrappy, effective state senator. Now, I like being called scrappy. I don't think I've really been scrappy since I was an 11-year-old playing CYO basketball, but it's a badge of honor for me to be standing up to powerful elements like Sheldon Silver before he was shackled in handcuffs and going to serve his time in jail. I stood up to him at a press conference on our property taxes. I authored the first property tax cap. It has saved $344 million across the 49 senatorial district at 2% cap and $25 million across the state of New York. Here's what they said in their endorsement. Tedisco supports the Child Victim Act. He favors making it even stronger by eliminating the statutes of limitation on sex crimes and saying 100% of victims should get their day in court. So without question, I've supported the Child Victim Act. I was ready to vote for it during the session. I'm ready to vote for it now. And she's also suggested that somehow it came to the floor and I voted against it. Again, that's not forthcoming. I've got the parliamentarian authorized the document on that, and it never came to the floor for a vote. So, I mean, my opponent has the right to their own opinion, but the facts are I've stood up for our kids. I've stood up for women. A human trafficking, several pieces of legislation I've authored and passed. Jacob's Law. Our kids should not be bullied without parents being notified. That's a bill I passed three times to let parents know if their child is being bullied or is bullying other children. And again, 15 bills, metal detectors of schools want them, locking their doors on the inside if they want the ability to pay for those indoor locks, video cameraing. But most importantly, we added mental health care and expanded mental health care for children because it's just a political approach. If you don't add mental health and counseling to individuals who may be a danger to themselves and others.
Senator Tedisco, if the Senate retains its Republican majority, what action would you like to see come out of the Senate in regards to doing something about health care?
That's so important. It's a great question. You know, sometimes I'm envious of individuals like my opponent who can say, I'm going to give you free health care. I'm going to give you free housing. I'm going to give you a free cell phone. I'm going to give you a free car. Nothing, free tuition, nothing is free. Yes, we have a great safety net. I love that safety net, but it has to lead to opportunities. Look, this is a what they call, amongst some, but in some they just call it free health care. is universal health care is a $140 billion tax increase in New York State, a $1 trillion tax increase across the nation right now. What are we doing about it? Two things to begin with, then four other things. Epic, elderly pharmaceutical insurance coverage. Medication is one of the largest costs for our seniors and modest middle-income individuals. We have increased the Epic funding every single year. But I've got a program also for another expensive program for seniors and very costly even if you have insurance. It's called EDIC. Now, elderly pharmaceutical insurance coverage covers medication. But what covers the dental cost for seniors, the most expensive? My mother was 97 years old. She never wanted to go to the dentist because not only didn't she have insurance, but if she did, it would have been too costly for her. Seniors and others of lower income get sicker, quicker. It's more costly for all of us. Elderly dental insurance coverage would be a sister program to EBIC. But here's four other things. Let's partner with the federal government and make insurance premiums competitive across the state of New York, not a monopoly in New York State. Let's have health care savings accounts for younger people. What we need to do is make sure that we have insurance competition across the state. Young people are putting money away, tax deferred, so they'll have that money when they get older. But also we need tort reform for our doctors. We can't have doctors getting 5, 10, 15, 20 tests just to cover their medical malpractice so they're not insured and lose their life savings. And we need best practices regulations for doctors that they don't do all these testings that make no difference whatsoever. Best practices will not only make our individuals healthier, quicker, it will save tax dollars. You provide that with tort reform, give competition with insurance across the nation, healthcare savings accounts, and EPIC and EDIC for medication and for dental costs. I think you're going to be reducing the number of individuals who don't have the insurance we all want them all to have. But then we have the last thing, and that's a catastrophic super savings account with individuals. Every single individual who has health care and health insurance would provide a small portion, which would add up to those individuals who go above and beyond with a reasonable copays and have catastrophic injuries. That's a plan that will work with the federal government and the states working together. What they've got to do is put down the political shields on both sides, playing to their bases, and solve these types of problems by working together. And that's what I've done.